history will tell us, and the law of the land now tells us, that Inland Fisheries Ireland had no jurisdiction whatsoever, and that's why we have seen in the last number of weeks 150 summonses, 50 individuals being brought before the courts by IFI, and all of the summonses have now been withdrawn because the Inland Fisheries Ireland do not have the powers that they were using to, in the eyes of the fishermen, harass them over the last number of years. What we have still got is the unfortunate fact where three of those fishermen who fished that river for all of their fishing life, people from the Rosses and from the Fintown and the wider Kibara area, are being pursued through the High Court, and this has been ongoing now for 8 years. And at the time in 2009, I called on what was the Northwest Regional Fisheries Board to enter into mediation and consultation with the fisheries instead of taking this heavy hand approach. And I repeat that call today, and I think that there is an onus on the Minister to have what the power that he has under the law to initiate a ministerial inquiry to get to the bottom of what is behind all of this in the first place, and why are fishermen in West Donegal being pursued through the Circuit District and High Court by a state agency.
It might be argued that perhaps the best way to do this is to let the High Court come up with a determination, and then we know that the determination at the end is a legal one based on law.
If everything was fine and if this was two state bodies and they were just wasting taxpayers' money, then there may be a bit of argument to that. But these are ordinary people. These are fishermen. These are people who, you know, feels comfortable and best when they have a rod in their hand and fishing their natural resources. These are people who've been at the heart of their own local clubs for many years, and they are risking huge amounts of personal finances if this case goes wrong against them in relation to the High Court. It isn't a cheap endeavour or an adventure to go to the High Court. For the Inland Fisheries Ireland, they have a bottomless pit, because when they're pursuing this case for the last 8 years, it is my, yours and your listeners' money that they've been using to pursue these fishermen, not only the three through the High Court, but remember the up to 50 through the Circuit Court, that they had to withdraw every single case because it is now developed that they have no powers to prosecute anybody in the country. And we still see that even in the last number of weeks, they're again summonsing or taking charges against people on the Kibara River, despite the fact that we all know that they don't have the power to prosecute any individual until a new law is rushed through the Oireachtas in the next number of months. So again, I just repeat my call. What they need to do is sit down, they need to discuss and consult. They shouldn't be, in my view, taking ordinary fishermen through the different courts, and particularly to the High Court. And what the Minister needs to do is the Minister needs to find out what is the agenda, because in my view, and I've said this always, there was an agenda here. I think the Kibara River in 2009 was being used as a template for other rivers across the state, and I think it was a very, very bad template at the time, and the Minister needs to find out who was behind this, what was behind it, and what the motivations were to pursue these fishermen in the way that they have by the state over the last nearly decade.